This is Pastor Ron Franklin at Covenant Community Church, and you're listening to Covenant Living Today. Hi, and welcome to today's edition of Covenant Living Today. Today on our broadcast, our message is, Listen to the Man. The title of this message is Listen to the Man. And I'm here to tell you today that in order to be in position for God to bless you and fight your battles for you, you got to listen to the man. Well, who is the man? Go with me over to 2 Chronicles chapter 11. Let me show you who the man is. 2 Chronicles chapter 11. And I'm going to read verses 2 through 4 for you this morning. 2 Chronicles 11, starting with verse 2. But the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, Speak to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and to all Israel in Judah and Benjamin, saying, Thus says the Lord, you shall not go up or fight against your brethren. Let every man return to his house, for this thing is from me. Therefore, they obeyed the words of the Lord and turned back from attacking Jeroboam. Who is the man? Look back at verse 2 one more time. But the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, the man of God. When we talk about the man, we're talking about the man of God, the man who speaks for God to the people of God. Shemaiah was the man in his time. When we go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we're going to find out that Jehaziel was the man for his time. But as you sit here listening to this message this morning in Covenant Community Church, guess who the man is today? Amen. And I'm here to tell you, you got to listen to the man. Amen. See, God has set up his kingdom to operate through people he has appointed. Now, let me tell you, when I say the man, that sometimes means the woman. Amen. For example, when Priscilla is working with the women and she's giving a message, guess what? She the man. Amen. Whoever it is that at that moment has been called to speak for God to the people, you got to listen to the man. Go with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. We're going to start with verse 14. Let's look at how this thing works. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, starting with verse 14. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. And he said, Listen, all you of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, Do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Remember the situation? King Jehoshaphat got bad news one day. They came and told him that a great host of enemy armies was coming against him. And King Jehoshaphat feared. And the Bible says that he got before the Lord, called the people to stand before God, and they prayed. And as they were there in that assembly, the Spirit of God fell upon this man, Jehaziel. Guess what? On that day, he was the man. He had a word from God to speak to the people of Judah what God wanted to do for them and through them if they would just get themselves into position. Here's the thing I want you to see. Jehaziel was speaking for God because he was anointed and appointed to be God's man in that hour. keep your finger in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and go over to Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Let's talk about the man who is anointed and appointed to speak for God. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Speaking of Jesus, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power. In other words, when the Holy Spirit comes upon a person in order to empower them and enable them to do the work that God has called them to do, that's how the anointing of God, that is anointing. And Jehaziel was anointed for the calling that God had placed upon his life. If you want to accomplish anything for God, if God has called you for something, he's going to empower you by the Holy Spirit resting upon you, living within you, bringing you the power that you need to accomplish what he's called you to do. You're in the book of Acts. Go to chapter 1. Look at verses 4 and 5. After the resurrection of Christ, his disciples, man, they were excited. We've seen Jesus. Hallelujah. We've even touched him. Oh, he's risen. He's alive. Isn't that a great message to have? Isn't that a great message to go out into the streets of Jerusalem? Hallelujah. Jesus was crucified, but now he's alive. Oh, we've got a great message. Look what Jesus told his disciples. Acts chapter 1, starting with verse 4. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For truly John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. See what was happening? The disciples of Jesus were ready. They were excited. But Jesus said, you're not ready to go out yet. You won't be ready until you are anointed with the power of the Holy Spirit to do what God has called you to do. You see, the man has got to be an anointed man. Amen? Let me tell you something. When I stand here before you to give you the word of God, I am anointed for that. Amen? Amen? I'm anointed for that. Now, let me be honest with you. When I leave here and go home, guess what? I'm just Priscilla's husband. I remember when we were getting ready to get married, and one of the ladies of the church came up to Priscilla and said something like this. Oh, isn't it going to be so wonderful for you? You're going to be marrying a preacher. You just get to listen to him preach to you all day long. Does anybody here know I don't go home and preach to her? Amen. When I'm home, I'm just a man. Amen. When I'm in the grocery store, I'm just another Christian man. But when I stand here in this place before you, I am anointed and appointed to speak the word of God to you. I am the man. Doesn't have anything to do with me. It has to do with the Holy Spirit who called me. Look at Jehaziel again. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 once again. Look at verse 14. Jehaziel was anointed because the Spirit of the Lord came upon him to empower him to do what he needed to do. But not only was he anointed, he was appointed. Understand this. The Holy Spirit didn't come on everybody to do that particular task. He came on one person, Jehaziel. When God anoints you, he appoints you, but if you have not been appointed, you shouldn't be trying to do the job. Look at verse 14. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel. Do you know that we've got people running around in the church today trying to stand before people who have not been anointed and have not been appointed to do that job? Let me just take you quickly through some verses of scripture. You don't have to look them up, but I want you to see something. Romans 1:1, Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God. Colossians 1:1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother. Galatians 1:1, Paul, an apostle, not just from men nor through men, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. 1 Timothy 1:1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ our hope. Do you see the pattern in every verse I read? Paul said, it was not my choice. I am an apostle of Jesus Christ not because I went to apostle school, got my apostle license, thought it would be a good career. No, no. Why was he an apostle of Jesus Christ? Because Jesus called him. God appointed him. God commanded him. That is the requirement. That is the credential that you need in order to stand before people as the man of God. You've got to be called. God appoints pastors in the church. You know, I have been in churches where they thought they hired the pastor. Do you know that you can't hire the pastor? Amen? Either that pastor has been called and appointed by God to that place and that time, or he shouldn't be there in the first place. And so, church, the pastor loves you. Hallelujah. But praise God, guess what? He does not work for you. He reports to a higher boss. Amen? Because he's called. Because he's appointed. And because he's appointed, God anoints him with the power that he has, that he needs to do the job. Look again. When I am operating under the anointing of God, I stand in the place of God to speak for him. Now catch that. When the man of God is operating under the anointing of God in his appointed place, he actually stands in the place of God to speak for God. Go over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. Look at how Paul spoke about this. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. Do you see what Paul said? The word that he preached, the word that he taught, he commended them because they recognized that word was not simply the word of a man, it was the word of God. Do you hear what I'm trying to share with you this morning? When I stand up, or any pastor who is anointed, appointed, who is called, stands up before you to deliver the word of God, you need to look past the man and see God speaking to you. I stand right now, right here, in the place of God for you. I stand right now, right here, in the place of God for you. Now, does that mean that I've got some special ability? Does that mean I have some special holiness? No, it simply means that I am the appointed man. And if you are going to hear God's word to you today, guess what? You got to listen to the man. Amen? You got to listen to the man. My job as pastor, let me show you what my job is. Go over to Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. Look at how God has set this thing up. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. And I will give you shepherds. The King James uses the word pastors. And I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. You see, that's my job. That's what my calling is. It is to stand before you, speaking to you the word of God in the place of God, feeding you with knowledge and understanding. And catch it, I don't have authority to do anything else than that. I am called to speak to you in the name of God, the word of God, in the place of God, and I have no authority to do anything else. Go back over to 2 Chronicles chapter 50. Excuse me, chapter 20, verse 15. Look at what the calling is for the man of God. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15. And he said, this is Jehaziel, the man of God for that hour. And he said, listen, all you of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you. Do you see it? When the man of God stood up under the anointing of God to speak the word of God, he said, thus says the Lord. That's my job. That's my job, to stand before you and to say unto you, thus says the Lord. Understand, I can't say anything else. I cannot come to you and give you all of my good ideas. Amen? Now, of course, being the wonderful, intelligent person that I am, I have lots of good ideas. I mean, if you would just listen to my good ideas, I'm sure you'd be much better off than you are now. Amen? But guess what? I am not called to give you my good ideas. Have you ever wondered why it is that here at Covenant Community Church, we go all around the Bible every Sunday? I know that's frustrating for some people because you're not used to that. And you know, I'll give a scripture and you got to go find that one. And about the time you get there, I'm giving the next scripture. But do you know why I do that? Because you are not to listen to the word of Ron. You only listen to what? The word of God. And I want you to know that what you hear coming from this platform is thus says the Lord. In fact, look at that 2 Timothy passage. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. Here's Paul's instruction to a young minister. Preach what? The word. Amen. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. Preach the word. Catch this now. I want to be careful so you understand me. God never intended for a Christian just to be able to pick up their Bible, sit at home, open their Bible, and commune with God and get it. He set up the whole church so that he would have appointed men of God who are anointed to teach you how to understand and apply the word of God. That's the way it's supposed to work. Now, catch it. That doesn't mean you shouldn't be studying the word on your own. Amen? You should be. You've got to be. Because, first of all, what? You got to know whether what you are hearing is the word or not. And you need to be studying on your own. But the two go together. You can't get it by yourself. Even in this day, you can't sit before your TV, turn on T.D. Jakes, and get what God intended for you to have. Because he has called you to be under the preaching of an anointed and appointed man of God for this hour. And if that's not where you are out of position for God to be able to bless you. You got to have it both. You got to have your own study of the word, but you cannot do without the preaching of an anointed and appointed man of God. Go back and look at Jehaziel again in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I want to show you something. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15. Look at the authority of the appointed and anointed man of God. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15. And he, Jehaziel, said, "Listen, all you of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you." Catch it. Here is this man, Jehaziel. As far as I know, this is the only time we even see him in Scripture. But here is this man who stands up and says, not only to the people, he looks in the face of the king and says, "Listen to me." Now, what kind of boldness does that take? Amen. King Jehoshaphat, listen to me. Why was he able to do that? Because he knew he had been appointed by God. Amen. And when you are appointed by God, you got authority to speak to anybody. And guess what? They need to listen. When he stood up and said, "King, listen to me," you know what the king did? He listened. Hallelujah. And that's why they were delivered. Go over to verse 14. Look at this. How many of you listen to the radio on the way over here in your car? Let me just see. All right, amen. How many of you believe that radio station is still broadcasting? All right, amen. There are radio stations broadcasting right now. Isn't that right? TV stations broadcasting right now. It's all coming through this building. It's all throughout the atmosphere here. But none of us hear a thing. Isn't that right? Why? Because we are not tuned in. We are not listening. Now let me tell you a secret that pastors know. Sometimes we can be preaching away and it's a wonderful sermon. Hallelujah, we're in it. The anointing is really flowing. Praise God. We look out and we'll see people out there and they got their eyes fixed on us. Hallelujah. But suddenly we realize he's looking right straight at me, but he hadn't heard a word I said. Amen. Why? He's not tuned in. He's not tuned in. He's sitting there under the word is going past him, but he has not tuned in. He is not truly listening. Look at what the first word that Jehaziel had for the people of God. Look at what he said. And this is 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15. And he said what? Listen. Listen. If you are going to receive the blessing that God intends to give you through the anointed and appointed man of God, what's step number one? You've got to listen. You've got to listen. Let's talk a little bit about what it takes in order to listen. Look at verse 14 again. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. What's the first step to listening to the word when it's delivered by the anointed and appointed man of God? Guess what? You got to be in the assembly. Amen? You got to be there. I have a pretty powerful voice. You know, it's not the most powerful voice in the world. But, you know, I can speak to this room without a microphone. Amen? Okay. How many of you know that wherever it is you live, I can stand here and shout at the top of my voice, and if you are at home in bed, you will not hear a word I said. Anybody recognize that fact? Amen. And so step number one, if you are going to listen to the anointed and appointed man that God has put in this place, guess what? Got to be here. Here's the other thing you need to do. You need to listen to the word, and then you need to check it out by the word of God. Now, let me tell you. A promise that I make to everybody that comes into this congregation, I'm going to do the absolute best I can to only give you the word of God. If ever I have an opinion to share, I will tell you this is my opinion. And I will never try to push onto you, quote unquote, my beliefs, pretending to be God's word. Amen? That's what I promise you. But you still need to check me out. Amen. You need to check me out. Pastors are held to a higher level of accountability. The word in James chapter 3 says not all of you should be teachers, because God's going to hold you to a higher level, a higher standard of accountability. He will hold me accountable if I mess up in what I teach you. But understand, He will also hold you accountable for not having gone to your Bible and found out the truth. There are people in churches today that are not being taught the truth. They've never even been taught what it means to be saved. The fact that you have to receive Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of your life. That He wants to come into your life and make you a new creation. You just can't try to be a good person. But even then, if they stand before God never having accepted Christ, guess what? It will not be an excuse that Pastor Smith never told me. God expects us to go to His Word and check it out for ourselves. Here's the bottom line. God has anointed and appointed people to stand in His place. There is no substitute for that. If God has called you to Covenant Community Church, then He is intending to speak His word into your life to deliver you out of the circumstances and situations in your life that threaten to overwhelm you. That word, He intends to come to you through the man that He has appointed. And the only way for you to be in position to receive what God wants you to have is to listen to the man. Listen to the man. Now, this message has not been because Pastor Franklin has an ego and he wants people listening to them. That's not what it's all about. But what it is all about is God has called us to equip people for abundant life. Amen? That's what this church is all about. It will not happen unless you develop in your life the habit of truly listening to the word that comes forth. Not just letting it wash over you. Not just being able to say, oh, that was a good sermon. What was it about? Oh, it had something to do with the Bible. Nope. You've got to take the effort to truly listen to the word, to grab hold of that word, to take it home with you, to check it out in your own Bible, to find out how God wants that word to apply in your life and put it to work in your life. See, the question you ought to be asking yourself right now as you listen to me is, what am I going to do with this tomorrow morning? How am I going to make use of this message tomorrow on Monday? What am I going to do this coming week that's going to be different because of that sermon, that message, that word of God that I heard on Sunday? Because that's where the rubber meets the road. Are you listening? Are you listening?
This is Pastor Franklin. Thanks for listening to Covenant Living Today. This broadcast is an outreach of Covenant Community Church. We're a young congregation where the focus is on teaching the Word of God with clarity and integrity so that our members not only understand the Word, but know how to put it to work in their lives on a day-by-day basis. And because we're young, we have some great opportunities to serve. Perhaps you're looking for a church where you can both learn the Word and serve the Lord. If so, why not come and visit with us? Our worship services start at 10:30 every Sunday morning. Plus, we have Bible study every Wednesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Covenant Community Church is located at 1745 Dairy Street in Harrisburg. And if you'll come to the corner of 18th and Dairy or 18th and Berry Hill, you can't miss our building. For more information or directions, or for a CD of today's message, please give us a call at area code 717-232-5299. That's 232-5299. Or visit our website at covcomchurch.org. That's covcommchurch.org. This is Pastor Ron Franklin, inviting you to be listening for our next broadcast of Covenant Living Today.